In this episode, we're going to give you what's called honorable mentions, some of these more outside-the-box sustainable material choices. We're talking about cork paper, algae, seaweed. We're talking about stuff that you've never even heard of. We're going to give you a rundown and also ask the question, is this practical for your brand? Stay tuned for a great show ahead. My name is Michael Markarian, and my family business is a packaging company that serves top brands all over the world. There's no debate that some packaging is harming nature and polluting our cities, and something needs to change. My goal is to show you that sustainable options exist and how you can implement them right now. This is the Sustainable Packaging Show. And welcome back to the Sustainable Packaging Show. It is a real pleasure and an honor to be with you here today. It's been a long day at Contempo Specialty Packaging. It's been a good day overall, but a long day. Yet we are still here with you recording to bring you the final installment in this series talking about your material choices. What are my sustainable material choices? Maybe it's the most fundamental question you really need to understand. And we already talked about plastics and plastic alternatives. We talked about glass and tin. We talked about board options. In this final episode, I want to talk about all the other options, some of these alternative options, some of these more outside the box. I called them honorable mentions earlier. So before we dive into that, I just want to share sort of a mindset thing that might be helpful, because the goal of the show is to create a world where sustainable packaging is the norm, but it's also to have a positive impact on everyone's life who listens to this show. So I wanted to share something. It was as I said, a super busy day, a hectic day at Contempo Specialty Packaging, but I remind myself, you can't just look at the negative. You have a tough day or a bad day, and it wasn't necessarily a bad day, but it wasn't the greatest day in the history of the world either. When you have those sort of semi-negative days, you can't go down that negative spiral if you also look at the positives in your life. So just look at things fairly. I think we all want to understand ourselves to say we're fair people. If you have a bad day, don't go into this negative tunnel that my life is also bad, because you have a lot of other good things. And if you look at the whole puzzle, all of the pieces together, it gives you a more balanced perspective. All right. Hope that helps. And let's dive right in. So when we're looking at these more honorable mentions, these are the outside the box type ideas. Question number one, always question number one, is it practical? Is it practical from a shelf life perspective? By shelf life, keeping the products fresh. If you want to get more technical, we could talk about WVTR and OTR, right? Is it practical from a freshness perspective? If we're talking about, oh, I want to make seaweed packaging to package my flour, is that practical? That's question number one as we go through these. Can I afford it is question number two. And you know my opinion, usually the answer is yes. If you use video-enabled sustainable packaging, if you tell your story, you can get that positive ROI, and you can win while other critics in the marketplace tell you that sustainability doesn't matter and consumers don't make packaging decisions based on packaging. Excuse me, don't make buying decisions based on packaging. Let people tell you that. And just win in the marketplace. Just beat those people in the marketplace who are thinking that way. Okay, so ready for the list? Here we go. Packaging made from fishing nets, right? If you go on piers and beach communities, they have these collections where people put their fishing nets, and now they can take those fishing nets, that recycled plastic, and make packaging out of it. Seaweed packaging, right? As I mentioned, there's a company, I think it's called Notpla, the pronunciation, I'm not entirely sure, but it won some awards and it's become popular. It's a seaweed packaging. I have a link right here. I'm just going to pull it up quick. And it's like a little dissolvable pod, and right on their package, on their website, make packaging disappear. So quite a statement there, bold claim they're making there. water dissolvable packing peanuts, right? You see these corn-based peanuts that are water dissolvable in the e-commerce world where there's so much waste in the e-commerce world. By the way, if you have e-commerce packaging that you want to be more sustainable, email wow, W-O-W at contemplepackaging.com. We have a new innovation around a bubble mailer that is a measurable improvement to the status quo, and you got to take a look at that. Next up, seed paper. We talked about seed paper in the paper episode, but I want to mention it again here, this idea that we're going to take paper, we're going to put seeds inside of it, and then that box could then be planted and create a tree. And is that sustainable? And does that have a positive impact on the planet? That's for you to decide. I've given you enough tools to determine and answer those questions. Next up is algae ink. I heard about algae ink not too long ago. Obviously, we know about soy inks, but algae ink. Is algae ink sustainable? Well, I want you to stop asking that question, as we've talked about before, and get back to impact, right? Get back to impact. I thought about that actually just less than an hour ago, because we always talk about, oh, is it sustainable? Oh, it looks kind of crap, so it must be sustainable. Is it? And when you don't have a clear answer to that, you procrastinate. So get back to impact and think about it. Algae versus fossil fuels, which is better? I heard this. It was very interesting. Algae, if you use algae to make ink, is that in a way like the deforestation of the ocean? Because algae plays such a key role, similar to trees on, you know, above the water. So it's an interesting idea. Yes, there's less fossil fuels, petroleum-based inks, less of that. But we're cutting algae. Is that really a good thing? Get back to impact. What's the impact at the beginning of life? What's the impact at the end of life? And you can start to make better decisions rather than just spiraling around in your mind saying, what's more sustainable? And how do I know this? Because I did it for a long time. I didn't really know until I thought about this stuff. And I said, get back to impact. So if anyone's circling around within your discussions as a company, say, get back to impact. Okay. Cork paper next. Paper made from cork. Sort of interesting. Reducing the wall thickness on plastic jars. You saw that with a lot of water bottles, and it's sort of an interesting example of, let's just say, financially savvy sustainability. Oh, we just reduced our water bottle thickness by 20% because we care so much about the planet. Really, they're reducing their costs. But to give them credit, they are using less plastic. So it kill two birds with one stone. Turning six-pack rings from plastic into board. So just obviously that's board packaging, but then how do you take plastic and replace it, right? Episode one of this sort of mini-series talked about sustainable plastic alternatives, whether they're actually plastic or bioplastics and the different kinds of bioplastics. If you didn't listen to that one, please give that one a listen. There's another way to think, how can we replace plastic and not have plastic at all? And you're seeing that with six-pack rings in the beverage business. Refillable pod system model, where you, instead of reusing your, and this isn't necessarily materials, these are more packaging systems we're getting into, but rather than buying the jar over and over again, you have a little pod or a little cup that can be used to refill a jar. And that's a very interesting idea in the cannabis industry that Contempo Specialty Packaging will be experimenting with. BYOB filling stations, Tide Pods versus a bottle with liquid. And now we're getting into, I have a longer list, but let's just leave it there. Okay, so you got a bunch of options there. These are sort of your honorable mentions. Stick to the big four. Stick to the first four. Again, all these other things sound good. They sound interesting. And in 10% of cases, you'll be able to use them and utilize them. But I would stick to the big four categories that we covered. Stick to your plastics / plastic alternatives. Stick to your glass, your tin, and your boards. And there's many types within those four categories. Start there. And then when the innovations get to the point where you can move to seaweed packaging that disappears and keeps your product fresh, then make the move to that. But don't wait. You're going to get left behind. You're going to get left behind. That's not like, sometimes that's a sales tactic. Oh, watch out. Act now. Act now while supplies last, right? Like an infomercial. But truly, you are going to find yourself with packaging that is not, that is just, you know, plain plastic packaging for long extended periods of time while other people are innovating And you might be waiting for that perfect package, so you're doing nothing, but other people are making the incremental changes, and they're growing incremental market share, and you're losing incremental market share, and it's building, and it's building, and it's building. So this is a real, I want you really to think about this. Moving to sustainable packaging, you could focus on why would I do it? Oh my gosh, it costs so much money. But there's another cost of not moving, which is the lost market share that I believe is very real for your business. I don't think it's a hypothetical loss. I think it's very real. You just might not see it. And those are the most dangerous forces in business, the ones that are real, but you don't see. So give that a little bit of thought. I'm here to be an asset. If you need help with your sustainable packaging, email wow@contempopackaging.com. But even if you don't use Contempo, think about these concepts. And I hope it gives you that ammo you need to take action finally on your sustainable packaging, because then you're going to flourish and then you're going to say, oh, I'm so glad I listened to the Sustainable Packaging Show podcast, right? And that is the goal. That's not really the ultimate goal, but it is part of the goal that you find value in the show. All right, be blessed, have a wonderful day, and thanks so much for listening to today's show. Thanks for listening to the Sustainable Packaging Show. The time for greenwashing is over. If you're looking for sustainable packaging in the cannabis industry, email wow@contempopackaging.com.